this is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. I'm here still in the Snow Kingdom. Oh, and I found a sneaky little heart down there. Look at all of these guys. I still don't know what these guys are. My best guess, they have seal faces, don't they? But who knows what's going on inside of those snow coats. So we're doing a racetrack. So I opened up this area down here in the last episode. I had to collect a bunch of power moons, as you can see. And apparently there's a big cake that Bowser's trying to steal, the frosted cake, apparently. And I need to do a race course because there was a reason I needed to do a race course. I can't remember what it was, but there was a reason, believe me. The snow line circuit. So, right. Let's go and do some races. Still don't fully understand what the races are going to be, so I guess we're going to find out. And who's this fellow? Can't start without one more racer. Me. I can be the last racer. Or do we still need one more racer? I think maybe they're waiting for me. Who are you? One racer won't come out of the waiting room. What's taking so long? Okay, looks like we might not be starting the races right away. Looks like there's someone who's not quite ready to do some racing by the sounds of things. So, right then, let's go to the waiting room and let's see if there's going to be a racer. Oh, is it you? I think it's this person. Well, let's have a look and try work out what these are then. So, kind of a bit polar bear-y. I mean, the feet almost look penguin-y in shape. I just don't know what it is. Let's just not worry about it, shall we? They are what they are. They are cute, though. This one especially is cute. It must be so cold. I don't think it's got a coat, though. Race? I don't want to. The other races are too serious. I don't stand a chance. If someone else wanted to race, they would be welcome to take my place. I'm not racing. I'm not ever leaving the spot. Can I roll him? No, that's not the solution. So can I take your place then, buddy? Is that right? Can I take a picture? Can I take a picture with this guy first? Can I just go and like, wait 1 second, let me go. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, shake the controller to bound, or I can just bound anyway. Right. I don't think about it. I forgot about that. So looks like they don't want to race. And so the solution is that I am going to take control of their mind and force them to race. Look at the way they put their arms out as their job. It's like a belly flop the way they do it. Let's see if we can grab this thing here. And right, okay, is this some practice? So it looks like it's a rolling race by the looks of things. They're so bouncy. How are they so bouncy on this? That's not me jumping. That's just bouncing.
Finally, we can now start the race. Our frosted cake has stolen, so the prize will be a multi-moon. Are you ready to race?
Yes, I am.
It's been a while since we've held a race, so we'll start off with some training.
Yeah, that's for me, isn't it? That's because I don't know what I'm doing here. Right, what's the deal? So, roll forward, just push forward. I guess I can bound over the jumps. That gets me some good speed. And then I kind of just bounce my way along. I'm not really rolling. I'm just bouncing. And then does this slow me down? Okay. The rough snow slows me down. Okay. Very good to know. And then should I just be like jumping and bouncing the whole way? I do seem to go quicker when I bounce. So maybe just bouncing my way to victory is going to be quicker. I mean, this isn't much of training, is it? It's not really telling me anything. I think we're ready for a real race, are we? Okay, if you say so, Cappy, if you say so, we'll start a real race then. Bound Bowl Grand Prix. So apparently this is pretty tricky. A lot of people have said that this is relatively tough and they've struggled with it. So we'll see how it goes. So it looks like there's quite a few different races to go. So let's try the bouncing technique, because in my training, that seemed to be the way I went faster. And whoa, look at that. I just did like a massive shortcut. I just cut out like that whole section. So here, I need to bounce along the edges if I can to not go in the rough snow. And oh no, I'm in the rough snow. That slowed me down quite a bit. I'm still in second place though. I am happy that I'm just going to keep bouncing. I think if I press bounce the second I land, I get like a bit of a speed boost. Can you see that? And then I can cut this corner here. Okay, I didn't really cut it very well. What about this one? Can I cut that corner? Nope, not very well either. I got it like perfectly that first time and I've tried to do it again. And oh no, I once again slow down a little bit there. Still in second place, though. I'm happy for that. It's 3 laps, so we got one more lap to go after this one, and I'm now in first place. So let's kind of take it a little bit safer and slower, shall we? It doesn't matter too much if I get overtaken now, as long as I can win at the end and kind of do well on that final stretch. I just don't want to go really slow on any part. So, oh, that's exactly what I'm doing now. Okay, let's speed up. Oh, no. Why am I doing so bad? I'm panicking because it's the final lap. Okay, go, go, go. This is good. Okay, we're getting to the last stretch. Not on the roughs. No, there we go. That was a really good bounce. No. That was so almost perfect. Then I did like a weird bounce on the ramp and it kind of bounced me backwards. Oh, that was so shameful. That was almost perfect until the end.
A shame. Here is your I don't want a participation award.
Ready to try again? Yep, I am ready to try again. Right, let's give this another go. So I'm going to cut ahead in the video until the final lap, just because we've seen this course already a couple times before. Okay, I just got into the final lap. So far, so good. I'm in first place. I'm learning better at how to cut the corners. Look at that. Look how much better I'm doing now. I'm going so fast. I don't want to go like too fast and mess it up. But that was like, hey, that was like the best I've done so far. So I'm glad I cut back in so you were able to see that. So it looks like jumping like off an angle is the way to go. Oh, look, I almost lapped someone. Oh, no, don't mess up that final jump again. That's what I did last time. Okay, luckily I was far ahead enough that I was able to do okay, but I nearly messed it up again. So look at that. I got 108 as a new record there. That was way, way, way better than the first go.
What a race. You were like a supersonic snowman. Your prize is a multi-moon.
There we go. This is going to be... Well, this is enough moons for me to power up the Odyssey. Oh, no, they're all upset. There was a guy there who was like, no, this can't be happening. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there only that one course then? Because that wasn't too difficult. I'm sure there must be other courses. There's no way there'd be like that whole like mini game mode and then only the one course. Unless there is just one course. But that wasn't too difficult. Like my first go, I would have been fine if I wasn't just so stupid and just messed it up in the last time. But the good thing is all of the snow's cleared up. Because if you remember, last time I was in this area here, I couldn't really see anything. Looks like the sun's out, but it's still cold. Yeah, it is still rather cold by the looks of things. So this whole area on the top here, I've not seen any of this. There's a place up there, and I have no idea how to get up. Oh, there's some penguins up there as well. I mean, I can't jump up there. Like, sometimes when you see a high up area like that, you need to go through one of the... we just blew Cappy away. You need to go through one of the paintings in order to arrive there. So maybe I can't even properly get there. Right, what's the deal with this thing? So I can't be in the water for long. I can climb up it though. No, okay, I need to shake the controller. Okay, I'm not going to make it this time. Let's just have a look. Okay, I think I know what I need to do there. That seems relatively doable. So it's always a good idea with these ones to start like as close to where you're trying to go. So rather than throwing Cappy from the other side, I'm kind of pretty close to where I want to go. Anyway, jump on. Okay, I've got to shake the controller. Shake, 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 shake. Now I need to turn around the right way. Front flip. Shake, 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 shake. Turn around the other way. Jump. And no! That was... I was about to pick it up and it just disappeared from in front of me. That was so mean. That was such a tease. Right. I'm going to like land on this first one. So I'll hopefully be facing the right way. There we go. No. I jumped off it. Right. Start again. I panicked. Okay, I need to get out of the water. You really can't be in the water for very long. Let's go and get Cappy again, and then let's go and give this another go. The thing is when you're doing this, of course, this guy, like the scarecrow guy, has Cappy. So all of like the special, I'm checking the controller, Cappy moves, I can't do anyway. Right, turn around, and jump. Only just. It was fading away. It was fading away just as I grabbed it, but I was able to get it. There we go. A nice cheeky extra multi-moon. So I didn't really... not multi-moon, just a normal moon. Okay, I can get back up to the top there. I was going to say, I didn't mean to fall down, but it might not be... a bad idea, because there's going to be a whole bunch of bonus areas around here. It's a bit weird to have, like, another water level where I can't really go in the water at all. Like, the water's all here, but it's basically just, like, one giant obstacle rather than, like, something for me to play around with, I guess. So, okay. There's that down there. There's a fish on the surface here. If I'm really quick, go and get the fish. Can I take over the fish? Okay, and these can survive in the water, can they? I can't get these though, so let's do it as Mario. do this, and then quickly get back in the fish. Okay, it's only got coins in anyway. There's no power meter or anything. So I can get around in the water then. I just have to do it as one of these little fishies. So there's got to be a power moon down here somewhere. Surely? Surely a power moon down here? I mean, there's a bunch of coins and stuff down here, but they wouldn't allow me to be all these fish if just to get a bunch of coins from around down here. Let's go and get this checkpoint. Oh, actually, there's another bit of, like, these pieces of moon over in the middle here, and that might have been a little bit difficult to get without the fish. So let's go and grab that there. And yeah, let's just wander around it a little bit. So I will, in the next episode, kind of start things off by heading to a brand new kingdom. But seeing as we're here anyway and we haven't explored it very much, let's go for a little bit of a look around. And oh, have I just gone back to the race? Course place? I think I might have just dropped back down to the race course place. Oh, I have. Hi, guys. Sorry to startle you. Mustache man, you're back. How do I get out of here then? Because I didn't actually mean to. Oh, do I have to climb up this pole? Oh, I've not been up here actually. Right, shake the controller. I'm shaking it. Oh, I'm glad I came here actually. You cannot enter unless you are properly dressed for extreme cold weather, like with a fluffy hood and warm boots. You look ready for the snow. Glad you know what you're doing. You can go on in, right? This should be a free bonus multi-moon. Well, not a multi-moon. I keep saying, but I just like saying multi-moon. It's just really fun. But it's not going to be a multi-moon, probably. It's going to be a normal power moon. Okay, there's nothing going on with that bit of snow in the middle. It just seems so weird just have a big bit of snow there. So looks like there's going to be two multi-moons I'm going to be able to get. So that one up there, I'm not going to be able to get that one. Oh, three? Is this three multi-moons? Right, I want to be careful because after you grab them, you often just go and drop straight down. So let's wait for those goes. Oh, no, they're little bitty, itty-bitty ones. Okay, they're not a whole multi-moon. I thought I was just going to get, like, so many multi-moons from just this one place. But no, they're just little bits of them. And that was my bad there. Sorry, I slid on the ice and I messed that up. Right, go fast. Run. So if there's a gap like that, just a little gap, you can just sprint over them all. So this bit's going to be the trickiest bit. So I might need to use this shell to try and take these guys out. You see that? And now that's going to give me an opening to run through and grab this and then run back. And then there's... Oh, steady on. Woo! That was a nice reaction time. You got to give me that. And I was able to stop it. And then, oh, okay. That makes more sense to have that little random bulge of snow in the middle there. That's where the multi-moon comes from. So, right. Let's drop down the pipe and let's go and grab the multi-moon. Ooh, I jumped over the multi-moon. There's not like a bonus one anywhere around here. I don't think there was anywhere in like the 2D world for there to be a bonus one. To be fair, there's not normally in these areas, but you always got to keep an eye out in this game. You always got to keep an eye out. This is a bit of a weird level thing, because it seems to be mainly about those little areas that I went to and then the actual race, rather than exploring the whole big area. But it does look like there's going to be something over there on the other side. So if I go and use these. Okay, let's go up a little bit higher. Check. Oh, got some bonus coins. Okay, well, I made some bonus coins up here. I've kind of long gone from my days of, like, gathering up every little coin that I've found. Like, I have enough coins. Like, I'm probably never going to need any more coins. Like, I can, as long as I can buy all of my moons when I get to the shops everywhere, that's really all that I need. But they do gradually keep adding new outfits in the shop, so it is definitely worth, like, continually going back to check. And there we go. That was another easy bonus multi-moon. I'm getting loads here, to be fair, considering that I haven't really done too much here yet. I've got quite a lot of these bonus multi-moons, but it looks like the way... Oh, okay, well, that's just one of those little clues, wasn't it? Yeah, it looks like the way I get out of here is basically in the area where I came up. I wanna wander around the top here a little bit more because, well, for one, I need to get these guys, these, like, little bits of them. I use it, like, spinning really fast. But also, I can control these, and there's got to be some benefit to controlling these. Oh, there's a seed there. Can I blow the seed? Okay, I can't. I'd probably break that off. I don't know where the pots are. So there's normally, like, plant pots that you can find to grow the seed. So I found one of where the seeds are. So remember where that is. And oh, there's a little hidden door down there. Can I blow this at all? There's got to be something that I can use to blow this. But tell you what, let's go down here. There's quite a few things we can do here. Let's get the checkpoint. We'll go and do this, like, time trial here. And then we can go through that doorway, because that should be another nice selection of multi-moons. And oh no, this is ice. This is all ice parkour. If parkour wasn't hard enough, it's got to be ice parkour. And oh no, I messed up there, because I did the big jump when I didn't want to. And it kind of messed me up. But I might... Oh no! I just slipped off at the end. Oh no, this is dangerous now though. This is dangerous. Right, I'm gonna have to do like... Oh no, that's not what I'm gonna need to do. Let's just see if we can get this fish before... No, I'm gonna turn into an ice cube. That was so close. That was so, so close. Right, let's use the fish to get back over here. And let's give that another go. So I actually had plenty of time. It wasn't a rush at all. My problem was I did like the, you know, if you do the triple jump where you jump, 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 then you do like a big flip on the last one and go way further. I did that by accident, and that kind of made me jump too far, so I missed my jump. So if I just take it a little bit slower, not rushing so much, there we go. No problems. But and what I want to do now is try and jump my way back as much as I can to save me having to use the fish again. But sadly, it looks like I have to go and use the fish. Be quick, Mario. Don't miss. Don't miss. Okay. You really have no time at all in the water, do you? You're literally in, and then it's like, right, you got to get out. You got to get out. I mean, it is probably very, very cold to be fair, so I'm not blaming Mario here. I don't know what good his little fluffy hood is going to do when he's in the middle of a freezing ocean. And hello, are you going to be an enemy or are you friendly? Oh, you're friendly. Hello there. One of us has to change our hoods. Hey, dude, you up for a challenge? Everyone loves walking, right? Problem is, most don't take it seriously. That's what trace walking is all about. If you can walk like a champ, you'll win a prize. Wanna try? Sounds fun. Sweet! What's trace walking? The rules are cake. Just walk around and follow the arrows on the ground. Here's the fun part, though. The arrows disappear after a bit. You got to score 80 points or more to win. Let's go. So I got to walk on the arrows. And then, is that it? Okay. The arrows have disappeared. Oh, I see. I see. Where do you think? Like here? And then I reckon about here to go back to the next one. Is that good? Did I do it? Did I get 80 points? That'll do. Let's see. You needed 80 points or more to win. Do you think you done it? You scored 45. Look. Look at how it actually was. I did the wrong type of triangle, didn't I? I did the wrong type of triangle. Okay, let me just look at it for a bit now. So to there. Okay, all right. I see where I did wrong, though. I'm going to master it this go. Look, it's going to be no worries this time. Oh, no, do it again. No, I want to go again. Come on, I'm not just giving up and left. Let's give it another go. Come on, Cooper. Right, so I need to go as fast as I can at the beginning, so I know these are going to disappear. Right, go. Right, as long as I get to here, now I need to go in a straight line this way. And then, oh, when do I go back? Like, here? Now? Is that it? Is that? I think that's it. I think that's better. Oh no, not for. So bad. I don't think I did it. Also, you know what? Considering how rubbish that like I did, that wasn't like too bad of a score. So it's not difficult. I'm just rubbish, like so many things in life. Right, okay, we'll give it another go. Okay, let's count as I walk, and then I'll do the same because each line is the same distance. So let's count. Let's do it that way. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. Okay, now I'll do the same going in this direction. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, and then, okay, I don't really need to count on this one because I know I need to go back to the beginning here. Is that any better? It's still, I'm going too far to the right. I need to aim more to the left. That's the case. I think my counting method was actually not too bad. The counting method was all right. It was just my direction was wrong. So let's try this again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, and then I need to go out this way a little bit more, don't I? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is actually a pretty fun game. And then this way. Was that better? Did I go a little bit? I think I was still a little bit too. Oh no, look at that. Oh, that was good. That would get me more than 80. That'd be like 97 points. 96 points! And I was one off guessing how many points I would get. Not too far off 100. That walk was serious business. Boom, the power moon is yours. Do you reckon if you get 100 points, you get another power moon? I don't care. I'm happy with that one. I don't need another power moon. I'm not going to stay here for ages. To be fair, I only needed 4 more points, but maybe if you have time and you want to give it a go, try and get 100 and see if you can get yourself a bonus power moon. I don't think I'm capable. Hello, little penguins. Oh, these aren't little penguins. They look like little penguins for a second. I don't know what they are. They're just birds, I guess. Right, where else can we go then? So there's 2 more bits of moon that I need to get. Is that a different one? I haven't done that time challenge yet either, have I? Let's see if we can get over most of this water by doing some fancy jumps. And oh no, messed up big time. Keep jumping out the water. You warm up a little bit. And oh no, these drop down. That's not a good place to go to warm up. This is just time trials everywhere here. There's like these little challenges all over the place. So that's a great way to get back up to the top. So there's a doorway here as well. Are we supposed to go in? Is that what we're supposed to do? Is that part of the time trial? No? I think I just, like, left the time trial, to be fair. Okay, let's go back up the... Oh, yeah, is the doorway there? The doorway is there. Right, let's go back out, and let's see if we can do that time trial. Because the door opened, but I think the door was just opening because I got close to it, not because I started the time trial. Or maybe it did. Is this going to open otherwise? Oh, no. Okay, maybe... Do I have to get through, like, this whole level in time? I don't know how this is going to work. Right, let's just go as fast as we can, just in case this is some sort of time thing. So what's it? Oh, okay. Okay, I see. There's like blocks of water that I need to swim up. But of course, I can't stay in them for too long. But this bit here wasn't too difficult. Let's just ignore everything just in case this is some sort of time trial. Let's go make my way through these. I got to be really fast. There is like a little speed swim that you can do. I didn't really work that out until the last area. So that is rather handy. Here, I don't really have anything that I can do apart from wait for the water and then go and swim up it. So let's go. I think maybe the scarecrow was just taking Cappy away. I don't know if this is a time thing. Maybe it was just to get rid of Cappy, just to make this more difficult. I think they do that sometimes for some of these challenges. So maybe the time doesn't matter too much, but let's just go as fast as we can anyway. So am I supposed to be going up or down here? That's the question. Let's look up first, because down's always easier to come back to, like if you accidentally fall down anyway. But up is a harder place to return to. And oh, there is definitely something up here. The thing is, I don't know which way is the bonus power moon. Is like the bonus power moon the one down there, or is the bonus power moon the one up here? But anyway, for some reason I didn't do a very good jump to here. Is that better? There we go. And woo! This has to be the bonus power moon, because there's like nowhere else to go there. Freezing water near the ceiling. And now, this time we can go and head down. And I think we're going to have to ground pound down, because otherwise I'm going to freeze. No, go down, 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 down. There we go. I'm out. And let's get out of there. And get myself another power moon. Jump and swim in the freezing water. So yeah, that wasn't really a time trial. It was just a scarecrow stealing Cappy. So I had to to do the jumps the old-fashioned Mario. Right, I just really want to get those last two couple bits of moon if I can. Let's go and lift my way up to the top here. Oh, that's where I need to plant the seed. Oh, where was that set? Oh, the seed's down here. Okay. This seems very doable. This seems very achievable to go and plant that. So the seeds, they have to like grow for a little while until you can get the power moon. So let's go and grow. Oh, no, come here, power moon. And oh, there's a musical note thing there as well, just to get myself an extra power moon. So it does seem to be a little bit of a smaller kingdom. But it seems to have pretty much the same amount of power moons as the rest of the others anyway. But yeah, let's go and just... Oh, no. I missed. Let's just go and start this one growing anyway. And oh, wait a minute. Oh, this isn't a power moon. Oh, it's taking me to a whole new area. It's taking me into the sky. Maybe this isn't a smaller area than some of the other ones. Is this just going to be like a whole nother giant area on top of the beanstalk? It is! It's like one of these like Super Mario 3D World kind of style levels. Oh, this is a fun one, isn't it? So I guess I want to drop down through the coins. But oh no! Oh, this has gone away now. No! Ooh, I was able to get it. And then I got boosted up again. So I want to be careful because I want to drop down to get these coins. But I need to be ready to move forward for when the flower does. And oh, it's moving. It's moving. Right, I don't need the coins. As I said, I don't need to worry about getting too many coins. I don't think I need that flower. I can just use this to boost me forward. It's hard to tell how high I am. There we go. Now I can kind of see a little bit better how high I am. Please make it. Oh, only just. I made it to this. I can keep going up. Okay, is there... Oh. Ah, there's a cheeky bonus power moon there. I nearly missed that one. I just saw it. So I need to jump to that flower and make it to this one. Oh, only just. Once again, only just. High altitude spinning. It is very high altitude spinning. All I can see is like clouds at this point. But now we can go and make my way back to this one and then glide down. And these get me loads of coins because each one of these rings is like 3 coins or something. And I know I'm absolutely missing all of them, but the ones I am getting is getting me loads and loads and loads of coins. It's not like each ring is 1 coin. And that's more like 21 power moons already. And I only arrived arrived in this this kingdom in the last episode. They are going like crazy, and I know I'm going to go and get the one from all of the little bits of Power Moons as well. There was the musical note that I can do, so it looks like we still have plenty more work to do here in the Snow Kingdom, but I think... Oh, steady. Wait for it. Wait for it. And cross. So yeah, I am going to go and finish off everything that I can do in the Snow Kingdom in between this episode and the next episode, just to keep my supply of Power Moons continually going back up. But in the next episode, we're going to be heading to a brand new kingdom, but I do not yet know what that kingdom is going to be. So we can find out together in the next episode. And oh, I can see another one down there. And yeah, so there'll be a link in the description to the next episode of Cornsport Server. I've gone and uploaded it. But for now, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!